Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. Greetings, J5V. How was your off-season?
Oh, not bad, Gino. I went to Florida for Christmas, skiing in the Swiss Alps in February, and I just returned from the Summer Olympics in Paris.
Wow, J5V, that's amazing.
You know, Gene, P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born every minute.
Okay, let's start picking some Friday. Knights losers.
Richland Northeast versus Spring Valley.
These two teams have met 47 times since 1978, and thanks to a 49-27 win for the Cavaliers last year, Richland Northeast is on top 24-23. The Capital City Sword Swingers continue their winning ways by stabbing the Two-Notch Road Vandals over and over and over. Friday. Knights loser, the Spring Valley Vikings.
Dorman versus Greenville.
Dorman and Greenville have met only seven times since 1965, and the Red Raiders lead the series 5-2 by the Cavaliers. Greenville is still the better team. The Vardry Street Renegades slit the throats of the feather-capped Roebuck Swashbucklers at the U. Friday. Knights loser, the Dorman Cavaliers.
Lucy Beckham versus West Ashley.
The fur will be flying when these two teams battle it out in the Holy City. This is the first meeting of the Bengals and Wildcats, but certainly not the last, as both teams made the playoffs last season. The Pumas, from yon side of Ashley, play hard, but the Mount Pleasant Tigers find a way to eke out a win. Friday, Knights loser, the West Ashley Wildcats.
Chester versus Lancaster.
The Bruins lead this series all-time with 32 wins to the Cyclones' 27. The Chesters won 7 out of the last 10 meetings. The Red Rose Bars run into Victor Floyd's Red Storm and get blown all the way back down Highway 9. Storm Central USA is a tough place to be in August. Friday. Knights loser, the Lancaster Bruins.
Blythewood versus Nation Ford.
NAFO and Blythewood have only met 3 times since 2018, with the Falcons winning twice. Both of those wins were in the Bengals' den. I believe history repeats itself. Michael Allen's Blackbirds get 4th-quarter turnovers and edge James Martin's Midland Tigers in the Blythe Wood. Friday, Knights loser, the Blythewood Bengals in a close one.
Allentine Ridge versus Fort Mill.
The Fort Mill Yellow Jackets haven't won their opening game since Rob McNeely's first year in 2018, but the times, they are changing. Valentine Ridge is a new school in East Charlotte. The Sting takes full advantage of the new kid on the block and swarms all over the East Charlotte Forest Dogs in their own backyard. Friday, Knights loser, the Valentine Ridge Wolves.
Catawba Ridge versus Chapin.
The Copperheads and Eagles have never met. Catawba Ridge only had 1 win last season, while Chapin was 6-5. The Eagles have a new coach in Ryan Cole, and Zach Lindbeck has been on a mission to get his team back in the win column, but not this week. The Powder Blue Birds swoop down on the Green Snakes and toss them in the Catawba River. Friday, Knights loser, the Catawba Ridge Copperheads.
Clover versus Julius Chambers.
Clover and Julius Chambers have never met, but both teams are defending conference champions and went 2 games into the 2023 playoffs. The one thing going for the Blue Eagles is this game is at home in the Clover Patch. Perry Woolbright's Winged Avengers deliver death from above to the Tar Heel Putty Tats, formerly known as Vance. Friday, Knights loser, the Julius Chambers Cougars.
Indianland versus York.
These two teams have met 6 times, and York has a 4-2 lead in this series. In the last 4 games, the average margin of victory has been 6 points. Needless to say, this will be a close game. The Wytown Cats use the ABCs, ability, brawn, and courage, to tomahawk a win over the Native American soldiers at the real reservation. Friday, Knights loser, the Indianland Warriors, in another close one.
River Bluff versus Rock Hill.
The Bearcats and the Gators have never met, But the story here is the debut of Randy Burch as the new Rock Hill head coach. I can remember a similar situation in 2014 when Rock Hill debuted a new head coach against a Columbia area team. That one turned out well for the Bearcats. I think history repeats itself. The fierce Fang Cats from Football City, USA make more plays than the Saluda River Lizards and swim away with a big win for the program. Friday, night's loser, the River Bluff Gators, in a close one.
South Point versus Spartanburg.
South Point owns a slim 3-2 advantage in this series with a 16-14 win last year. Spartanburg is coming off a .500 season, but early season rumors aren't positive for the Vikings. Mark Hodge brings his Sparkle City Vandals to Collins Corral in Football City, USA, and the Big Red Chargers roll all night long. Friday, night's loser, the Spartanburg Vikings, by a lot.
Huff versus Northwestern.
These two teams have never met. And just like last year, the Trojans are playing a Charlotte area team on a neutral field in the Queen City. The Huskies were extremely successful last year, just like Northwestern making it to the quarterfinals of the playoffs. The one difference between these two is Northwestern doesn't rebuild, they reload. Baron Von Finley Polk and his Purple Flying Circus soar north to Memorial Stadium and bomb the Cornelius Canines back to the Stone Age. Friday, nice loser, the Huff Huskies. This one won't even be close. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to attend the games or support teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. So long for Football City, USA. J5V, get us out of here.
All right, Gino, strap yourself in. It's going to be a long season.
Push it back, way back. On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're going to smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight. So be true.